Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We'll be talking about a very important subject today, and it is my prayer and desire to see you jump into the discussion, dialogue, and let us see what your thoughts are in relationship to the subject matter, the issue we're going to talk about today. What about a Biden-Harris America, or if you would give it a subtitle, Stealing an Election. The question is, what are your thoughts in relationship to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris being on the ticket for president, vice president? What do you think about a future America with those two at the helm? What would the future hold for Christians? What would the future hold for a constitutional republic? What would the future hold for a Bill of Rights for we the people? How would we as patriots, conservatives, and Christians, how would we fare in a nation where we have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris making the determinations and the decisions for the direction of our nation? It's a scary thought to me. I don't know about you. It is a frightening thought to consider the potentiality of the possibility of them being elected. Some are sitting back at this point and kind of laughing up the sleeves and say, well, we know they can't get elected, so there's no point in worrying about it. I've had a couple already make that statement that, you know, we are not concerned because we think that Trump can win, hands down. Question is, can he? In a fair election? Yes. But will this be a fair election? Or will there be an attempt, which is ongoing even now, to steal the election on November the 3rd. We're going to talk about that. Love to hear from you. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you have serious concern about it, as I do. Perhaps you are wondering just exactly how this process is going to take place. Perhaps you are on board with the Biden-Harris ticket. We want to hear from you. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Scripture is very, very clear. In Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's the question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered by every Christian, every conservative, every patriot today. Needs to ask that question and understand the danger and the ground that we stand on and the potentiality. You see, the Bible says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation, that is, lifts up, it glorifies. It brings into the spotlight a nation that exalts, that is carried out, that is controlled by righteousness. That means rightness before God. But sin is a reproach, a stench, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. That's the things we need to consider when we think about this election process and what's about to take place. We're going to be talking about it today extensively. And in just a moment, after our few words of pre-monologue, we'll start taking our calls. Jesus said, if you continue in my words and you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In John 8:31-32, and then Jesus himself said, I am truth, in John 14:6. And then Jesus points out that in John 17:17, the source book of truth is the Word of God. Jesus says, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, truth is what we ought to seek and to look forward to and try to ascertain what is truth and make our determinations based on truth. was George Orwell many years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We need to recognize that's what we see taking place with Nancy Pelosi and AOC and Chuck Schumer and with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. They hate the truth. But yet it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer John Huss that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions on power backup generation equipment, as well as all lawn care and landscape equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine, run 1291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. It's where Old Glory, the 165-foot flagpole with the gigantic American flag flowing 24-7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to your question or comment, please.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Just wanted to comment on your what you said earlier about Biden and Harris being president and vice president of the United States. Why do you try to destroy it before it even happens, if it happens?
Well, let me ask you a question. What is it you think Biden can do that would be positive for
what,
America?
What is Donald Trump? Can you honestly say that you can compare or relate Donald Trump with truth, and then compare this government to Jesus or to the truth of the Word? Do you think the foundation of this country, with all the hatred, with all the we talk about? I hear you all talk so, and I'm a registered Republican, but I'm also a born again believer, and to put my trust in someone just because of a party. Just because they're Republican, even though they lie, they're arrogant, they promote hatred.
Well, let me stop you there. We need not elongate the discussion. It's obvious that you're for Biden and Harris. That's your prerogative.
But the question I ask,
and you made the statement that you're a Christian. As a Christian, can you vote for any party, Democrat or Republican, that thinks murder by way of abortion is all right? Can you vote for that as a Christian? Secondly, as a Christian, can you vote for the party that says that the LGBTQ, that is the sodomite agenda, that's the pervert agenda, that's the pedophile agenda, that's okay to have them make our children, our sons, and our daughters become preys for the open bathroom, the policy that is pushed by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Can you say that that is good? Can you say as a Christian you can vote for that kind of element in the White House to run our nation?
I'm totally against it because of the Word of God, not because of what this government says. Because the government, there was innocent blood shed in America long before abortion became so widespread.
That's not the question. That's not the element. That's not the issue. That's not the focal point of this election. This election is focused on the constitutionality of the United States of America. We've had a constitutional republic for 244 years. I'm for the party, regardless of what name or tag you want to put on. I'm for the party. I'm for the individuals that are going to stand for our Constitution, for our Bill of Rights. Under the Biden and Harris agenda, we would have the religious liberties destroyed. We would have the right to keep and bear arms destroyed. We would have our 14th Amendment and our 4th Amendment destroyed. Our entire Bill of Rights would be eviscerated under their leadership. And I believe that we need to go back to a fundamental foundation of what the Word of God says, that we need to stand for truth, we need to speak for truth, we need to defend the truth. And the truth is that God's Word says that it is, and God's Word is the first, foremost, and final authority, not a denomination, not an ideological bent, not a political philosophy, and not something that a party might say. I'm in agreement with that portion of what you're saying. It's not based on Democrat or Republican. It's based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. So I am for the candidate that stands for our constitutional republic, and the candidate that stands for those moral, ethical, faith, family, and the future of America issues.
I am too. I am too.
Very good.
But it's not happening now in the Republican Party. It's not happening now. Do you really believe that Donald Trump is concerned about the church? Do you really believe that he's concerned about the church?
Let me ask you this question.
Let's pray for America. Let's pray for America. I never heard a lot of the Republicans that are speaking now. I never heard them pray for President Obama. I never heard them say that. Let's pray for our country. Let's pray for our president.
We could debate this until Jesus comes. You never saw the Republican Party take a stand and eviscerate Obama. In fact, they took a stand with him on many, many issues. We have seen in a constant barrage by the Socialist Marxist BLM Democrat Party that is totally against President Trump. If he created a medicine that would cure cancer overnight, they would still be against him on some basis. So I'm in agreement. We need to pray, and that's what this broadcast is about, talking about the issues and then bringing it before God and saying, God, would you intervene and put the person in office that you would have there for the United States of America? But we've had 244 years of a constitutional republic with a representative form of government, and it is on a banana peel today, headed down the slippery slope of a total dictatorship where we the people have no Bill of Rights, we have no guarantees of any freedom of speech, freedom of religion, or the right to keep and bear arms. I am for, and by the way, the right to keep and bear arms was codified in the scripture, confirmed by the courts, to be carried out by we the people. It's not something that's been handed down to us by governmental authority on either side of the aisle. But if you want to go back, and I'll not take time to do so, I'll just throw it out, then we're going to go ahead with the monologue and take our next callers. But the major, major thing we need to see is we talk about racial issues, we talk about divisive issues in America. Go back and find out who was against the desegregation of our schools. It was Joe Biden. Go back and find out who said in disparaging statements about he didn't want his children in an integrated school system. Who said that? Joe Biden. And I could go on and on and on. But the point is, we're not talking about parties. We're talking about people that will stand for the United States of America and those that will stand for faith and for family and the future of America, and that is for the sustaining of our constitutional republic. But thank you so much for your call and for your insights. Have a blessed day. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, what about a Biden and Harris America? Ladies and gentlemen, finally, we now know that Joe Biden has picked for his VP running mate, Kamala Harris. So now the question is, do you feel that a Biden-Harris ticket can win in America? Let's think about it for a moment. This is what our caller was talking about, some of the elements of her heartburn, as we could call it that, I believe, very correctly. But let's think about it for a moment. Just how will an open socialist, Marxist, communist ticket try to win the nation's most important presidential election in American history? How will they plan to do that? They plan to have illegal voting. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, they're talking about all of the ones that's called the DACA. They want all of them to vote. They want everyone that's here in America today. In fact, Nancy Pelosi has said over and over and over again that she didn't believe that it was right to have anybody that would be rejected at the polls to vote. Joe Biden has the philosophy and the opinion, the feeling, just as Nancy Pelosi, that every live, breathing human being in America that's an adult needs to be able to go to the polls and vote. So how do we think they're going to try to win this election? They plan to have illegals to vote. I believe that our Constitution is very, very clear that it's only a citizen of the United States of America that has the right, the authority, the legal privilege of voting in a presidential election in particular. We have cities across America, states across America, that have decided by fiat that they're going to allow the illegals to vote, the ones that are sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, and taxpayer money is paying for that. Ladies and gentlemen, if we take the illegal votes, the illegal votes out of California, the illegal votes out of Oregon and California, Oregon, and that beltway that's up and down the western coast, we would not have anything that would be called a liberal going into office in that part of the state or the nation. But ladies and gentlemen, they plan to have thousands of felons that they've released. Why do you think in the Democratic states in the past several months now under the guise of protecting them from COVID-19, the China Wuhan virus. Why do you think they've released and opened the prison doors and flooded the citizen streets with felons, rapists, murderers, robbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Why do you think that's the case? Because they intend to allow them to vote in this election cycle. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here. It says, how Democrats plan to steal the 2020 election. This writer in this article says, and it was dated August the 10th, it's my greatest concern, my single greatest concern, warns Joe Biden. This president is going to steal this election. It's Joe Biden, and it's the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party that's now trying to claim, and they've been doing so now for months and months and months, saying that President Trump's going to try to steal the election. Even if he is not reelected, their position is that they're going to have to send in federal troops into the White House to extract him from the Oval Office because he'll refuse to leave. He wants to become a dictator. In fact, this article goes on to say, Biden isn't alone among the Democrats and their media allies, suddenly warning with great excitement that Republicans are going to lie, cheat, steal, and collude with the foreign powers to win the November election. They're all saying this. Why are they saying this? And they're saying that because they're trying to point the finger at the Republican Party as trying to steal the election. There's no evidence of the Republican Party trying to steal the election, however. But ladies and gentlemen, here's why you're we need to understand what's taking place with the ballots. And we'll talk about it further in this broadcast about the universal mail-in ballots. Is that okay with you? Do you understand what's taking place? We have about 39 states, as I last counted, that have some type of mail-in ballot. But it's not called the universal mail-in ballot as it was originally scheduled and set up. And I'll look at some of those in a minute by state and what they're doing. How do we think that the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, i.e. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, think that they're going to win the national election? They plan to do vote harvesting. Vote harvesting. What is vote harvesting? Ladies and gentlemen, vote harvesting, or harvesting of the votes, has been around now for several years, and you'll find in each and every city, county, and state that is the Socialist Marxist Democratically run city, states, and counties across America. And vote harvesting is where they will go out. They will have people go out fanning the streets. They'll go to the homeless. They'll go to those in homeless shelters. They'll go to places of where Granny will be staying, for example, the nursing homes, and they'll offer assistance. It's on the basis that say, we're here to help you. We know that you want to vote. We're here to help you. Let me help you fill out your ballot, and we'll put them all together and take them in for you. But ladies and gentlemen, it's been proving I've got stacks and stacks, and probably I've got over 75 articles, and I'll not have time to touch on even a tenth of those on this broadcast today. Got article after article after article by the stack of pointing out what is happening. It's not a matter of hypothetical. It's not a matter of my thoughts or feeling. It's not a matter of my philosophical rhetoric, as seemingly was the point of one of our callers. It's not that matter at all. It's a matter of what is fact. It's a matter of what is taking place without any reservation, without any way of anyone trying to deny the factual aspect of it. It's taking place on a rampant basis, and the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, with that, there's the attempt to undermine, to destroy the voting process in America and to literally steal an election, and that is what we see taking place incrementally and on a widespread basis now across America. They plan the voter harvesting. In fact, it's been proven in case after case after case, year in and year out, on a larger or smaller basis, depending on the state and the county, where this is taking place. And as it takes place, ladies and gentlemen, one of the cases was they went into the nursing home and they got all of the people to sign their ballots. Some of them didn't sign it. They signed it for them. They took those and filled them out for them and then placed them in the hands of the election supervisors in their counties and their cities. And then some of them were mailed in. It's called vote harvesting. And vote harvesting is illegal, deemed illegal, in state after state after state, but yet it's taking place without any recognition of what is really happening, that is the approach to steal the election. But ladies and gentlemen, most of all, the election cycle, in this election cycle, the Biden-Harris ticket will count on the mail-in voting. Listen carefully. They will count on, they're depending on, the mail-in voting as the potential for winning this election. Never before in the history of the United States of America will we have such confusion and chaos as we can expect after the voting on November the 3rd of this year. We're going to expect chaos and confusion on a rampant scale as a result of what is called the mail-in voting. And that's happening now, ladies and gentlemen, in a greater or lesser degree. 38, 39, or 40 of the states have some form of mail-in voting. We'll talk about the differentiation between mail-in ballots, general mail-in ballots, voter harvesting, and what is called absentee ballots. There's some that think that absentee ballots and mail-in ballots are all universally the same. That is simply not the case. It is not the case at all. And we need to understand what is mail-in ballots and what is voter harvesting and what is the absentee ballot. That makes a vast difference in what we're going to see in this November 3rd election. Ladies and gentlemen, this mail-in voting, universal mail-in voting, is being pushed, and it is perhaps dangerous, very, very dangerous, as a result of it. The danger of it is that we see the phony narrative by the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats and the Communist Network News that says they're hyping this. They're saying that somehow, some way, that the conservatives, i.e. the Republicans, the conservatives, that is the patriots, the Christians, that somehow, some way, we want to suppress the votes. They're using that term. It is an attempt to do the suppression of votes, according to the left, those that are the Biden-Harris group. Saying, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the squad, they're saying that we just want to suppress votes. Ladies and gentlemen, you find across the nation where the Republicans, just as in many of the Democratic counties, they're pushing for voter registration so that everybody will vote. Every vote counts. Just a few years ago in the state of Florida, we had a House of Representatives member that was elected. His election was decided by two votes. Two votes. Every vote counts, but it must be legal votes and not just fiat votes where you go out and grab somebody off the street and sign the ballot for them and turn it in, which is illegal. It ought not to be on that basis, ladies and gentlemen. May I say today, nationally, we've been bombarded with the media that the mail-in vote is safe and secure and we have nothing to fear. Ladies and gentlemen, even Nancy Pelosi and her Heroes Bill, the Heroes Act, as it was called, it was passed, by the way, by major votes in the House. It was not, and it's in the Senate, but they're not going to pass it in the Senate. It is the Heroes Bill. It was supposedly to help, in some fashion, those that are out of work as a result of the China Wuhan virus. But in that Heroes Bill, $500 million or better, there have been two or three figures tossed about. I understand it was about $500 million or better that was allocated for the post office to, quote, help ensure that the delivery of the mail-in ballots could be carried out. Nancy Pelosi wants mail-in voting in the worst kind of way, ladies and gentlemen. She wants mail-in voting because I believe there is an attempt to steal the election that is before us. And I'm saying that because I am concerned, ladies and gentlemen, with where we're going in America. If we lose America, if we lose our constitutional republic, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be no more and no less than Cuba, no more and no less than North Korea, no more and no less than Venezuela, and every other nation, ladies and gentlemen, where Christianity and the church and spirituality and religious liberties do not exist. That's my concern. That's the heart of my concern. That's the foundation of my concern. That's the warp and the woof that is the total fabric of my concern today. Is what are we going to do as Christians, as a Christian people, as a church? We've already seen, ladies and gentlemen, what can happen in a nation when the economy is totally shut down, the businesses are shut down, and where churches are forced to close by the government in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's antithetical. That's called anything that's called religious liberties and the freedom of religion, the freedom of worship, the freedom of speech. It is antithetical to anything that's called a Bill of Rights. And yet we've seen that take place. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, it's what we've seen with the COVID virus, with the Wuhan, China virus. I think what we've seen with what the government's been able to do, it's been a stage being set. It's a, if you please, a preview of what is to come if we allow the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats to remain, get into control or remain in control of our liberties in America. We'll have no liberties. And I'm concerned for religious liberties and the freedom of speech that we have today as a result of our Bill of Rights, especially in our First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. Listen very carefully. So in the mail-in ballot, just who validates the name, address, ID, and the signature? Who is it that does that? Who is it that makes the determination of whether it's a legitimate ballot? Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says, unsigned, unsealed, undelivered, the perils of mail-in ballots. The Marxist, socialist, Democrats want to have enough COVID-19 scare that they can try to force everybody to send in a ballot by mail rather than voting. That's, you've heard it. You've listened to it by the Communist Network News. You've seen it hyped on the networks by the Democrats and the liberals that say that it's too, we're too frightened, we're too fearful of allowing the schools to open, allowing the business to open. And certainly, we do not want to see great crowds at the voting booth. We've got to do that by mail. This article says, cheaters have prospered, and they'll continue to prosper. Voters worry. If the left's campaign for universal mail-in balloting succeeds, a plurality of Americans worry that the Democrats' idea makes the election vulnerable to significant levels of fraud. A majority of them, 60%, want to vote in person this November. The largest sign that George Soros' plan to steal this election isn't fair or popular. With more than 70 lawsuits underway in states across the country, Democrats seem intent on forcing their way to a different system of election in America. And it's a large article, about 5 or 6 pages. That's simply the essence of the article. There's an attempt to steal it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is not just the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party that's doing this. They're funded by George Soros and his minions, because George Soros wants to destroy the borders and the economic structure and the fundamental foundation of the United States of America. That's the way he has made his hundreds of billions of dollars around the globe. George Soros hates this constitutional republic called America, and he is funding candidate after candidate. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, across the aisle, whether it's Democrat or Republican, if you find a Republican that's unwilling to stand for faith and family, the future of America, unwilling to stand, as Mitt Romney is, unwilling to stand for what President Trump has been able to do or trying to do. By the way, you go back and do the research, and you find Mitt Romney also had his fingers in the till for the funds out of China and out of Russia and out of the Ukraine. So you wonder why he's against President Donald J. Trump and what Trump has been trying to do and shutting down that area of the world and what's happening with its trying to control America and even our election system. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, California tosses, listen to this, and then tell me if you want mail-in ballots. California tosses 100,000 botched mail-in ballots for presidential primary. More than 100,000 mail-in ballots were rejected by the California election officials during the March presidential primary. According to the data obtained by Associated Press, that highlights a glaring gap in the state's effort to ensure every vote is counted. With coronavirus pandemic raging, California is part of a growing number of states increasing mail-in balloting to avoid the crowds at the polling places. President Donald J. Trump is among those questioning the integrity of vote-by-mail elections, while supporters say they are just as reliable as the places and offers greater flexibility for voters. But while polling places include workers who can assist people to have questions about filling out their ballot, a voter doesn't have the support at home, and so problems can arise. The most common problem by far in California was missing the deadline for the ballot to be mailed and arrived. The count in the election, ballots must be postmarked on or before election day and received 3 days afterwards. Statewide, 70,330 ballots missed those marks. Another 27,525 either didn't have a signature or the signature didn't match the one on record for the voter. The only thing worse than people not voting is people attempting to vote and have their ballots uncounted, she said. The tally of nullified votes can make a difference in a close election, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about stealing an election. We're talking about today the Biden-Harris America. What will it be like? We're going to talk about that more and more during the course of this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about a 1-minute break at the top of the hour. We're going to have our news. We're coming back. We're talking about today the stealing of the election. Is that possible? Is that taking place? Is that on the forefront? And how are we going to view America if Biden and Harris wins the election? Tune in. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.